You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nicholas Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired.
The most interesting thing in tech? A fight over facial recognition technology on campus. Here's the story. The University of Miami, in early September, a group of students protest. They're protesting wages and rights for contract workers during the time of coronavirus. They're critical of the university. A few weeks later, university administrator writes to nine of them and says, hey, we got to talk. They call them in. Administrator says to the students, well, you had this protest and you didn't apply for the proper permits. Kind of thing that you might say if you were concerned about permits or if you were upset at being criticized. University also implies that the students were recognized through face recognition technology. Now, that fact is under some dispute right now, but it seems clear that the university, at least the university's police, had that capability or advertised that capability, and it does seem that probably that's how they figured out who the protesters were. Okay, so this gets pretty messy and pretty complicated. I feel like the debate over face recognition technology is going to be very fraught on college campuses. There's spaces where the universities have some of the rights of a private corporation, but where the open space feels like it should be public, where it feels like the students should have the right not to be surveilled. So you can imagine disagreements, students feeling like this is a public space where they shouldn't be surveilled, university feeling like, well, they own the space and they need to protect the students. You can also imagine lots of useful cases for face recognition on campus, right? Making sure that people who shouldn't be on campus, who have been banned for it, who have restraining orders, aren't on campus. You can see lots of good reasons for university police departments to want to have this technology to keep students safe at a vulnerable age and a vulnerable time. However, all of those good use cases aren't going to be possible if administrators abuse it, as they appear to have done at the University of Miami. It is gross to use facial recognition technology to threaten and try to intimidate people who have protested your policies. It's absurd. And you can justify it by saying it's about permits, but hard to believe that if the students had been protesting something else that the university would have called them to account. So, do I think there should be face recognition technology on campuses? I think there can certainly be an argument for it in sensible ways. But if administrations are going to abuse it like this, then it's going to get banned and it should be banned. That's the most interesting thing in tech. See you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.